News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
It has been revealed that 8 in 10 of us have come into unwanted contact with dog feces in the last 12 months, which I think implicitly suggests that some of us have come into wanted contact with dog feces, which is a worrying thought. But putting that to one side, this is a survey from the Irish Blue Cross, and they are today urging pet owners to pick up and dispose of their dog's waste. Dr. Laura Mock is head of veterinary services at the Irish Blue Cross. Laura, I realise that any dog failing on the street is a bad thing, but I had the sense we were improving greatly in this area. Are we not?
It doesn't appear so. Our survey suggests that 71% of people are encountering dog feces every single day in public places. So no, I don't think things are moving in the right direction, unfortunately.
And it is a particular problem, of course, for those people who are either using wheelchairs or using buggies, because it gets stuck onto the wheels and then transferred into the house and is a horrendous mess.
Absolutely. I think, in fairness, it's not a pleasant experience for any of us at all. I think it can end up on shoes. Kids can play with it as well. It's not something that any of us want in our communities.
So what's the answer? There was even a suggestion at one point that there should be DNA testing done on poo and then you DNA register of the dog to find out who is responsible for it. Is it something we just have to live with, or is it enforceable?
There's lots of very clever solutions that people have tried to come up with, things like the DNA testing, more enforcement, more signs that have eyes on them, for example. From our point of view at the Irish Blue Trust, we're hoping that we can educate people as to the benefits for their own pet as well as other pets, people and just our communities. We're hoping that that education will actually inspire people to pick up their own dog feces that are out on the pavement.
Why? Because there's a health risk from leaving it.
That's it. Yeah. So it's really important. It looks after your own pet. So by you picking up your pet feces, you're able to detect any changes to that feces, which can be an early marker of disease. And it also keeps pets in, what we say, good standing in society. So basically they're not getting a bad name, and that in turn can help build pets up, improve their welfare. It's really important for other pets though too, and other wildlife. That poo, if it's left down, can spread disease. So there's lots of viruses, parasites, bacteria in there that can spread and affect other pets and wildlife. Perhaps even more importantly, though, some of those parasites, you may well remember from campaigns back in the 80s and 90s, can affect people in a whole host of ways. But children can go blind with one of them in particular. That's the last thing that we want as well.
As a vet, finally, Laura, do you find that people factor this into their thinking when they choose the breed of animal that they get? Because I look at people buying things like Leon Burgers and I think, have you any idea what you are committing to for the next 7 or 8 years?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with something like that, not only do you have to remember a poo bag, but probably a poo bag of a certain size as well.
Laura, thank you very much. Dr. Laura Mock there, Head of Veterinary Services at the Irish Blue Cross.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.